Drasha for Leil Pesach Tavshin Ayin. Tonight we are going to celebrate the Seder Pesach, the order of Pesach. I'd like to explain this concept of Seder, why the Seder is called a Seder. First idea is the Sefer Achinuch says that there's an order in how to give the trumas and maestras have to be given in order. Not allowed to give maeser before truma and so on. Right, there's a specific order, says the Chinuch. The idea of order is that if somebody does something in order, he doesn't make a mistake, he doesn't forget anything, because every detail is important. And therefore, the idea of Seder Pesach is that every detail is important, and therefore, what's it called? It's important to make sure that it's done in order, so one doesn't forget anything or do something wrong. And that's why there is an order to the world, because everything in the world is important, and that's why there's an order to Torah and Tefillah and Karbanos, because every detail is important, and therefore it's important that one does not forget, one does not do something wrong, and therefore order helps to make a person remember and to do things properly. So the first idea in Seder Pesach tells us that every detail tonight is important, and therefore it has to be done with an order, that one should be a stickler for the details. Another idea is that Seder represents the idea of sequence, that there is a process, and the second thing can't take effect until the first thing took effect, and each thing leads to the thing after that. It's a whole process. And that's why in the 15 simonim of the Seder, the 15 steps of the Seder, the last one is Nirtza, which is a result. There's nothing really done at Nirtza, but if you go through the sequence, the process properly, it will lead you to the proper result, which is the 15th level, which is Nirtza, which is the fact that you have accomplished what you're supposed to accomplish. Another idea is that the Seder is Avoda. Moha Avoda Hazos Lachem. Just like the Karbonos are Avoda. And Tefillah is Avoda. It's Avodas Leil Pesach. Right? And Avoda represents the idea that although we are free people and we have free choice, we're not slaves to human beings or slaves to our passions, but we are slaves to Hashem. Because freedom does not mean hefkeris. Freedom is important when it's structured. And there's a structure to freedom. And that's why Dafka by Tefillah and Karbonos, which are called Avoda, they're the Avdus Lashem, but they're the true freedom, because those things have to be structured, and structure gives meaning. That's why it says that when we left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing he did was give us a structure to our daily meal system. Till then, they were like roosters and chickens, eating constantly. Whenever they could grab a bite, that was a sign of being a slave. But being a free person, you're able to have a structured life. And structure, physical structure, leads to spiritual structure. Now, the Gemara says that the bed of a Talmud Chacham is in order, orderly, whereas an Am Haaretz, everything is thrown under it haphazardly. And the Alter from Kelim was very happy when he saw that his son came home from Ben Azmanim, and he inspected his suitcase and saw that everything was folded orderly, because when you have an orderly suitcase, you have an orderly mind. And the same thing in by Chazal, there was an order in the Beis Medrash, who sat where, who was above who, the Seder Mishnah, how you learn, everything has to be structured. If you want to really appreciate freedom, then it means to be subservient to the Rabbanu Shalom in such a way that you structure your life properly. Another idea of Seder shows the idea of sequence. The first comes before the second becomes before the third, And if you trace everything back to its source, you come back to the first cause, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what Chazal say, the Maila of Tehillah LeDavid, of Ashrei. Ashrei has two things, Poseach Es Yodecho, that God provides for everything in the world, everything gets its sustenance from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and it has the Aleph base. Because the truth is that God sustains everything, but we see the secondary causes. We begin to think that they cause the sustenance. But then we remember the Aleph base, that you have, there's a structure, that everything has a sequence, and you can trace things back to their cause, and the cause to the its cause, all the way back to the first cause. And that's why by Avoda of Karbanos and Tefillah, there's an idea of order, because we have to trace everything back to the first cause of everything, that everything depends on the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That is the concept of making sacrifices and davening. In addition to that, this order represents the idea of the continuity of generations and the Masorah, the tradition that goes from parents to children, the chain of tradition. I have to know that I know what God wants from me because my parents told me. And I'm part of a chain, of an orderly chain that came before me. That's why before the Geula, the Heshiv Levavos Albonin, the Levbonim Alavosam, the whole idea of Geula, the whole idea of the culmination of history depends on this chain of tradition. And that is the purpose of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Leman tesaper bo'ozne bincho ben bincha. As we've explained many times, a person has to tell the story that it goes into the ears of his specific child. And that's why the Torah tells us that there are four different kinds of children. Because you have to tailor-make the story to the personality and to the intellect of your child, that it should go into his ears, because in that way he'll be able to be a link in the chain. He will want to be a link in the chain, and he'll be capable of being a link in the chain. And this is the idea of the idea of the Seder, of being a process where one thing leads to another. And that's the answer to the Rasha when he asks, "Ma avoda hazos lachem? What's all this work to you? What's the purpose of structure?" Right? And we tell him, "Bavur ze aso Hashem li." If you don't understand that the structure is important, then you wouldn't have been taken out. You wouldn't have needed freedom. And then we say that Aisha Shir Salauti Mitzrayim, we're supposed to tell our children how God made fools of the Egyptians. He played with them. And also what he caused to them. We should impress upon them that there's reward and punishment, that there's an order to the world. There's right and there's wrong, and there's consequences if you do the wrong things and if you do the right things. And this is what we tell the Tam, Bechozik Yadot Tzionu Hashem Mitzrayim, that God took us out with a strong hand and he punished the wicked. And that evil is something that that should be made fun of. It's not something respectable. It's not something that is part of the substance of the world. And when Paro refused to let us go, then God punished him. So that's something we impress our children with, the idea of reward and punishment, the idea that there's an order to the world and there are consequences if you don't follow that order. And then the Eso Sosaya Shesamtibon, and the signs that I put within them, this idea of the sequence and the Shalshelas HaKabbalah, the chain of tradition. This is the Chizuk of our Emunah, that God made all these miracles in front of an entire nation, and that we receive that through tradition, through an unbroken chain of tradition, strengthens our emunah, and therefore every mitzvah that God gives us is more, we believe in it more. We understand that it's from heaven. We understand that God is involved in what goes on in the world. The emunah in the Torah, the emunah Hashem, is strengthened by this sequence of the chain of tradition. Vidatem ki ani Hashem, and this is what we tell the Chacham. Avodim hayinu vayotzeinu Hashem vayitein lanu es kol hachukim ha'elu. Right, that the fact that we were slaves and God took us out, and this is all public in front of an entire nation. Right, this gives credence to all of the mitzvahs in the Torah and to our belief in God. And then, if you tell the story properly, the datum ki ani Hashem, everybody will know. Not only you, but not only your children, but you also. And this is what we say, the Ein Yodei Lishol at Psachlo, you open up for him. And you show him matzah and maror and korban pesach. This is what, because of this, because of matzah maror, that we should feel it, should be part of us. And that's the idea of the Seder becoming part of us, that we should feel it, because every detail is important. And if we are Mekayim the Seder Kilchoso, and we come to the end, and we say, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehil Chaso, then we'll come to Nirtza, where we will strengthen our emuna, our neshamos. We will have be created a new link in the chain of tradition, and in that way we'll be zoche to Kimetzeischem Eretz Yisrael, Arenu Niflos, to the Geula Shleima B'mheirav Yomeinu.